Welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. I'm Arwin Rieks, Program Manager at Microsoft, and today I'm going to talk about what is new in Insights APIs in Microsoft Graph. In this talk, we'll start by talking about Microsoft Graph, an overview of what is an insight and how it's generated, and afterwards we'll dive into more detail on each one of the three Insights APIs that we have available today with some quick demos. So let's start by understanding what is Microsoft Graph. Microsoft Graph is an API endpoint that lets your applications connect to the data that drives productivity across Microsoft Cloud services, such as SharePoint, Outlook, Azure Active Directory, and much more, used by hundreds of millions of active users every day. Because it's a graph, you can easily traverse between nodes by navigating relationships. For example, you can find a file in OneDrive and navigate to Azure Active Directory to read the user profile of a person who last modified it. This all works with personal, work, and school accounts. So, let's first understand what is and how are insights generated. Most organizations already leverage the structured data for insights today. For example, financial reporting or HR data like time in role, performance rating, or other types of reports. But most of the data is actually unstructured. It's just a lot of signals and interactions. And that's where we see the big opportunity, as we can take the unstructured data and apply intelligence to derive insights. Let's think about this a little bit further. Within Office 365, the data is really an asset that each customer has. And it is a huge asset. In fact, it is easily one of the largest commercial data sets in the world and growing every day. To fully understand the data opportunity that we have here, we need to think about the data in three ways. First, variety. Think about the variety of signals within your corporate environment and Office 365 especially, not just email and calendar, but documents, conversations, meetings, groups, etc. The variety of data available makes for a very rich surface area from which to derive insights. Second, velocity. Just think about the data that is being created in your own organization today. Each day, the meetings and email and documents creation and conversations are growing and contributing to this data opportunity. Third, volume. The vastness of the data available increases the opportunity to get intelligence. But the large, unstructured data sets can be difficult to get something meaningful out of. So you have to refine it first. And that's where machine learning comes in, as it helps us understanding the patterns and how things correlate to other things, and mostly important, how it relates to you. Based on this, we can generate actionable insights that help you every day at work, to make better decisions, to focus on what matters most, to provide your end users with insights that help them to do their best work. And those insights can be very different. It can be a piece of content you are looking for, insights about how you are collaborating with your coworkers, or guidance on what you could do to be more impactful. Now that we have understood what is an insight, let's talk about how can you get this information into your applications. We have three Insights APIs available in Microsoft Graph. Insights Trending will surface the most relevant files for a user, also known as the popular documents. This insight is built by an intelligence training around me analysis. The Insights Shared API will return the latest file shared by or shared with the user across multiple sharing gestures and also across multiple different workloads. And finally, Insights Used. This API will return the latest most relevant files that the user has touched throughout multiple different workloads. This is the roadmap for the three Insights APIs. Trending API is already available in Microsoft Graph and will be available in V1 very soon. The Shared API will be available on the May 22nd, the same date for the Used API. Let's start by diving into the Insights Trending API. The Trending API will then surface the most relevant files around the user, also known as the popular documents. We collect multiple different signals that reactive analytics use to identify popular or trending documents. Security is always preserved, meaning that nothing is exposed without the right permission. Let's do a quick demo on insights training. So let's jump straight to Microsoft Graph Beta. For this demo, I'm going to use a demo tenant. You'll find the training API under Insights, Training. By calling the API, you'll get the top 10 most trending documents around you. The information available by default in this response is enough to power experiences like Delph. Here you can see the most popular documents around the user. You can also adjust the query to your own scenario. As an example, let's imagine that you just want to get all the trending Word documents around you. So, we can easily filter by resource visualization and media type. So in this case, we can just filter by Word documents, and you can see the response will only contain the Word documents. Here you can find other examples of different kinds of queries and filtering that you can apply to the training API. Let's now go to the Insights Shared API. The Shared API, which will be available in Microsoft Graph on the May 22nd, surfaces the file shared by or shared with the user through multiple different workloads and sharing gestures. As an example, a document attached to an email, a OneDrive document shared directly with the user, or even a link in the email body. You will also find the Shared API under Insights in Microsoft Graph. By calling this API, you'll get, by default, the last 10 shared documents with or by you. Like in the Training API, you also have a variety of filters available that you can use to leverage your own experience. And finally, the Insights Used API. The Used API will surface the most relevant files that the user has touched. These include OneDrive, SharePoint, Outlook, and others. As an example, the user can create the document in OneDrive, or can open an Excel file only for read, or file edited in SharePoint. And these are some of the filtering capabilities that you'll have available on Insights Used API. If you are interested on this topic, please visit graph.microsoft.com for more information, where the full documentation and code samples are available to you. Happy coding!